Leaders from Northern Ireland's Catholic and Protestant churches have appealed to their communities for calm after rioting in Belfast between nationalists and loyalists. The riots came as thousands of pro-British loyalists, who are mostly Protestant, held their annual 12th of July Orange Order parades throughout the province. The period leading up to the Orange March has been one of the most violent between loyalists and mostly Catholic nationalists since the signing of the Good Friday Peace Agreement in 1998. We spoke to Bishop Donal McEwen, the auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Down and Connor, which includes Belfast.
Well, the days and weeks around the 12th of July are always times of tension in Northern Ireland, because it's the 12th of July is the day when the Orange Order marches, and the Orange Order would have been founded at the end of the 18th century to try and keep Irishness and Catholicism out of the public sphere in Ireland. So any time when they march, about 250,000 will attend their marches today, is obviously a time that is a time of tension. However, tension can be lived with. But there are those who are happy to exploit tension for their own purposes. And I think that's what's been happening over this past couple of weeks. Sporadic outbursts here and there. A, by young males who on a warm summer's evening, perhaps with drink, think there's nothing better than having a fight of some sort. You get that in many parts of our world, where young males will be involved in recreational rioting. But then there's also those who are very unhappy. A very small minority, I must confess, who are very unhappy with the current peace process and believe that Sinn Féin have betrayed the fight for Irish freedom. So they will use the tensions of occasions like the 12th of July in order to try and provoke conflict, try and provoke disorder, in order to say, look, Northern Ireland is not working. Peace process is a waste of time. So there are A, those who enjoy rioting, and B, those who are happy to exploit young males for their own political purposes in order to bring down the current Northern Ireland government. And because of that, Bishop Noel Traynor, Bishop here in Down and Connor, issued a very clear and strong statement at the weekend, pointing out that for every difficulty, for every area where diversity causes problems, dialogue can always find a way forward. That's the only way of the gospel, and we have to be fully committed to ensuring that we recognise diversity, that we're actually able to celebrate diversity, and remain convinced that with the grace of God, we actually can find solutions to all our problems, and that violence, confrontation, rioting, the breakdown of civil order in some places, and the destruction of the homes of the communities in which the rioters themselves live, actually is no way forward and offers no hope for anyone.
Bishop McEwen, the church in Northern Ireland, the Catholic Church, and indeed partners that you have from the other churches in Northern Ireland, have really been at the forefront to try and foster dialogue and understanding across the community divide in Northern Ireland. And you'd really come such a very long way, but you said then in your answer that some perceive the peace process as not working. What do you mean by this?
I suppose the genesis of our conflict is surprising in the sense that while the politicians from the largest parties, the elected parties, are now amicably working in government, when they wouldn't even speak to one another, it actually was the churches 20, 30, 40 years ago who held civil society together. So the churches have made an enormous contribution individually and as organisations in giving that conviction that yes, even though it's a distance away, peace and reconciliation can be found. That's all the Christian churches together. There would be those called dissident Republicans who at the present time believe that the participation by Sinn Féin in the Northern Ireland government with the party of Dr. Ian Paisley, the Democratic Unionist Party, that really is a betrayal of all those who fought to, in inverted commas, end British rule in Ireland, and that really the only way forward is to destroy anything that seems to make Northern Ireland governable. So they actually hope that through chaos, through in some ways the anarchy that conflict might generate, that they then can say Northern Ireland will fall apart and somehow or other from the ashes a wonderful United Ireland will rise. So there would be that political agenda of those who are opposed to the current Sinn Féin strategy, and there would also be those on the Unionist side who are opposed to the Democratic Unionist Party sharing power with Sinn Féin, whom they would describe as the enemies of the state. So but the majority, I'm quite convinced, the majority have voted in the election there in the spring for parties that are committed to finding ways forward on a political basis, and the churches are very keen to encourage that process, however imperfect it may be at times.
How much do you think that the current economic crisis and the effects it's having on the ordinary people would have a role to play in this return to violence?
I think certainly we know from most Western European countries that there have been huge cuts in public services and the promise of more coming down the line. And there are always those who are happy to use dissatisfaction, unemployment, lack of hope in many communities to serve their own purposes. Very often you don't ask who's rioting, but who's benefiting from this rioting. And very often it's people who don't even get their hands dirty themselves who actually are quite happy to encourage discontent among young people and then use them in the firing line in order to make their own political points. But yes, the current financial difficulties, the lack of hope for many people, the lack of employment, the lack of prospects and the reduction in services certainly means there is a pool of dissatisfied young people who are only too easily exploited by others who wish to take advantage of them.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.